asked the Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world. This is a new episode of The Last Savior. I'm Asma once more. I have the honor to be at your service as the host. Well, and as always, we have Dr. Alavi in here with us, and he's going to help us with his insight on the study of The Last Savior and the time of his reappearance. This was just the introduction to our discussion for today. As you already know, Dr. Alavi has got his major studies and researches on the reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu farajah, and then we're going to be using his insights in today's episode, as always. So, assalamu alaikum, Doctor, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Thank you very much for cooperating. So, as you already know, there's been some series that we're talking about the questions that might happen regarding the time of reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu farajah. So, in regarding to his reappearance, there were two points to consider as two main categories, like the worldly matters that are going to happen and the spiritual matters that are going to happen. In regard with the worldly matters, we've been actually covering different branches of questions that are related to how this world is going to change and how the bad attitudes are going to change and how these revolutions are going to happen and be enacted in this world that we already are living in, and we know how desperate it is right now. And now we're going to get into the spiritual side that is going to cover this question that some people might ask about the purgatory world. Like, maybe there would be this general question that all that we've been talked about in these series about the time of reappearance would be in regard to the world. What about the other worlds, like the purgatory world? Is it going to affect even those worlds? And would there be a purgatory world anymore, or no, it's going to change?
First of all, let's look at the world, purgatory world itself, and define it, what this world is. Alam al-Barzakh, or purgatory world, is a world between this world that we are in, that is ad-dunya, or the material world, and the next world, that is al-Qiyamah, or the day of judgment. So this world is something between these two, between dunya and Qiyamah.
It's the waiting room.
Almost, we can call it a waiting room. So we want to say, whoever passes away from this dunya and wants to enter Qiyamah, he is waiting for the day of judgment to behold. And right after the start of the Qiyamah, all those who have been in the world of Barzakh will enter Qiyamah. At the time of reappearance of Muhammad alayhi salam, the same routine will be going on and continuing, keeping on. Whoever lives in this world at the time of Imam, if any of them passes away, they will enter the world of Barzakh, because Qiyamah has not yet started. Yes, there are some ideas on what happens after the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. What is going to happen? Will it be the end of the world? I mean, the Qiyamah will start right after the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam.
Yeah, or how long would it take?
I mean, there are different versions of narrations and, let's say, issues that have been discussed in this, and it's sort of a controversial issue. Since it is that beautiful and that sightseeing world that everyone wishes to see and actually to sense, so people do not like even to talk about whatever is going to happen after it. But based on some narrations, right after the demise of Imam alayhi salam, the time of Raj'ah will happen. What does Raj'ah mean? Period that actually those imams, infallible imams, whose rights have been violated will come to power one by one again and will have their genuine, actually, practice of the governance till the end of their own life. So this is something that actually still...
It's like, actually, if I want to put it in my worldly ordinary people language, I would put it this way, that it's a sort of reliving history, but in a different direction.
Yeah. So whether this rajma is going to take place or not, whether we believe in it or not, but at least something is quite certain, that there will be a Mahdi that will come and he will establish the best model utopian government on the earth.
Yes.
But let's suppose that after the demise of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Qiyam starts. But the ones who have passed away in this period, from the time of reappearance of Imam alayhi salam till the demise of Imam, we just suppose that right after the demise of Imam alayhi salam, Qiyam starts, the day of judgment starts. So whoever passes away in this period, again, naturally, like before, they'll enter the world of Barzakh, or purgatory world. So it has nothing to do with this purgatory world. The purgatory world is already there, like before. The time and period of the advent of Imam, the time and period of reappearance of Imam, has nothing to do with ending the purgatory world. The purgatory world will finish by the beginning of Qiyamah, beginning of the Day of Judgment. What happens later on? So when we enter, hopefully, inshallah, the purgatory world, or Qiyamah later after that, we are going to enter another world which is way bigger than the world that we have been. The same way that the kid enters this dunya, which is way bigger than the earlier world that he was in, right? So if you ask the same kid to go back to the same place that you have come from, so it is not that much pleasing for him or for her, right? So he or she prefers to be in this world. With all the difficulties that he might be sensing and might be feeling in this world, he does not prefer to go back to the early world that he was coming from or she was coming from. So I want to say that this purgatory world is still there, and inshallah, we shall have even our purgatory world and barzakh, inshallah, with accompaniment of the Ahlul Bayt and Infallibles.
Inshallah. So... But this is not the end of our discussion. Let's go for a break and then we'd come back.
أهدى سنه سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أطفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
In regard with the discussions that we're having so far, we have been actually covering different questions in regard to the time of reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajallahu farj. We talked about the individual lives that is going to be affected, also the societal aspect of life that is going to change. We even went to the point that even the judges are going to be changing their attitudes, and they're going to be, the bad ones are going to be punished. And then we covered many things in regard to science as well as intellectual aspects. So all of these changes are going to happen, and these are not small changes, and they're so drastic, and the world is going to change. And all of these changes happened with only one person leading the entire world. Maybe this question would pop up, that how is it possible for a human being so normal, just like other human beings, to do all these changes, to do all these drastic changes to happen? Yes, we've seen different movies that there are heroes with superpowers, but does it have any relation to superpowers, or no, it happens in the natural course of the living beings?
So in the revolution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in the uprising of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, like any other revolution or any other social event, or it requires its bases and conditions and fields to be prepared and to be ready for the appearance or for the happening and occurrence of that revolution. So Imam's revolution is not going to be accepted from these conditions that are usually expected for a revolution to happen. It's going to be like a social change, social reform, and all the conditions that are needed to be present for a social reform, should be present for the revolution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, right? So it does not mean, look what I'm saying here, it does not mean that Allah is not going to assist and the divine assistance are not going to come to help. No, they definitely will be in help. The same way that they helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, not only the army of Imam, even those who are working for the sake of Imam alayhi salam are helped by divine help and assistance even today. I'm asking you.
So there is something spiritual beyond.
Definitely. Miracles and karamat are already there. They will be helping and assisting. But they are not going to be a base for this, for the development of this government and this revolution. So the revolution should be actually carrying on in its natural order, in the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. But Allah definitely will help. So for a social reform, for a social change, for a social, let's say, event that is usually created by a revolution in any society, what elements are needed to be considered? First is the plan. The plan is already there. The plan is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has promised the inheritors of the earth should be the ones, the believers. So the plan is with them. What are the basis of this plan? They are all available in Al-Quran. So the world is going to be run based on a just model that has been defined and mentioned and clarified and specified in Al-Quran. A plan is already there with Imam. And who is the interpreter of this plan? Imam himself. He's there. So one of the elements of any revolution is the plan. The plan is already there. One of the conditions of any social reform or any social change and event is the plan. The plan is already there. An interpreter of the plan is already there. The commentator of that. The one who wants to interpret it for others.
Yeah, the ultimate link to it.
The second is companions. Yes, so what is the reason of occultation of him all these years and ages? For these companions to come up, to be created, to be seen. So definitely these companions are needed to be brought up. If they have not yet brought up, Imam will not come. Everything is not going to be on the shoulder of one person and that person is Imam. No. Everything should be on the shoulder of people. And the leader is Imam.
They are the ingredient of this revolution.
So I want to say that they are coming to actually to remove a part of the burden of Imam alayhi salam.
Yeah.
They're coming to help and assist Imam alayhi salam in order to remove a burden from Imam alayhi salam. Not to be a burden for Imam alayhi salam. You get me?
Yeah.
So the reason that Imam's actually
appearance, he's still in need of the help of these companions.
Definitely, definitely. The same way, if there are not companions of Imam, Imam will not come up. I mean, if these companions, as based on the number that we are actually usually
300,
we are usually actually referring to as 313. So they are, I mean, mostly the leaders of the armies of Imam, mostly. Yeah. I mean, they are the top leaders of companions of Imam. So they are going to be helping Imam alayhi salam. So that one of the reasons that his occultation actually long and became a little bit lengthy is due to the lack of this number of people to be present for the assistance of Imam alayhi salam.
Yeah.
And then next, or the third feature, or let's say characteristic, that helps any social reform and any revolution to be successful is the readiness and preparation of the people, a nation, or masses.
Yes.
And this preparation should be actually made in people by whom? By the scholars, by those who are influential in the minds and actions of people. Maybe from these 313, some of them are the ones who are very influential in the minds and actually shedding some insight to the minds of people to make them ready for the revolution of Imam alayhi salam and for his arrival. So having all these three factors in mind, that is the plan, companions, and preparation, readiness of people. So having all these factors in mind, we can then think that, okay, yes, a person, a leader with all these factors, like any other social reform, can bring a very huge change, can bring a drastic change to the world.
So this one person is not doing everything all alone.
Definitely.
He's going to do that through the help he gets from the companion and very the true. Readiness of the people.
Definitely.
So thank you very much. And again, we're running out of time. This was all that we had for today's episode. Inshallah, that opportunity would be given to us to see all those changes and to see how a person could come and change everything. Until another episode of The Last Savior, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of life? Where is the shining?